Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest again is Lou Peck, a contributing editor of Bethesda Magazine. Lou, you are going to give us a little bit of a primer on one of the really interesting races down your way involving the seat now held by Chris Van Hollen, who's running for the Senate. We're talking about the 8th District, correct?
Correct.
Just give us the landscape, if you would.
Sure. The 8th District, it does have pieces of Frederick and Carroll County, but it is primarily Montgomery County. It's heavily Democratic, and so the next member of Congress is likely to be determined by the whoever wins the Democratic primary, and the 80% of the Democratic votes in the district are in Montgomery County. There are no less than 7 candidates running to succeed Chris Van Hollen. The 3 front runners at this point are largely, by insiders, thought to be Jamie Raskin, who is a professor of constitutional law at American University and probably better known as a rather outspokenly liberal state senator from the Tacoma Park Silver Spring area. Kumar Barve, who is from the northern part of the county around Gaithersburg, is a former majority leader of the House of Delegates, now the chairman of the Environment and Transportation Committee. The 3rd candidate who has not run for office before is Kathleen Matthews, who a longtime reporter and news anchor for one of the local Washington TV stations, the last 10 years an executive with the Marriott Corporation. She's married to Chris Matthews, known well as an MSNBC commentator and talk show host.
So she has a little bit of name recognition.
Yeah, she has some name recognition. The question is, obviously, she's been off the air now for 10 years, so how much that carries over, particularly given the fact there are a lot of new residents in Montgomery County, I'm not sure. I think all 3 of these front runners, and I think at this point they're largely considered the front runners because they've raised the most money. Both Matthews and Raskin have raised in excess of $500,000 so far. Kumar Barve has raised about $300,000. But the challenge they all have is while Matthews has the name ID from television, Raskin and Barve have both been running for to the General Assembly for a number of years. They have none of the 3 of them, nor have any of the other candidates ever run countywide in Montgomery County. So there's going to be a challenge to get their visibility up and get themselves known to a large number of voters who have never had to go into a voting booth and decide whether or not to vote for them before.
Lou, can you give us any idea of what the tone is, or is it too early in the campaign?
I think it's a little early. At this point, there certainly are no frontal attacks being carried out. I think there is, if you will, among the insiders in the county, something of a murmuring over the fact that Kathleen Matthews is something of an outsider in the sense that while she has been in high positions both in business and in media, has really not been very active in the politics of the county heretofore. She, on the other hand, probably feels that her status as an outsider, if you will, may be beneficial, particularly in a year like this where you see the likes of Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders, both perceived as outsiders on a national basis, catching fire.
Lou, thanks so very much for that update on this very important race. For Lou Peck, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.